Hey, what's your problem? You have business problems? We have business solutions. Well, maybe. Life is a fight. In business, every day is a fight. So, hey, what's your problem?
Exactly. Thank you, John David Wells. This is the What's Your Problem podcast, coming to you semi-live from the Big Dot HQ in Spring Hill. Check us out at BigDotLighting.com. If you have electrical problems, we have electrical solutions. BigDotElectrical.com. And, of course, the all-new, somewhat new, Octave Light. Go to OctaveLighting.com, especially if you're a car wash listener. I am your host. Actually, first, What's Your Problem is a podcast about problems business owners and professionals around the Middle Tennessee area are having. If you plan on coming on this podcast and tell me you're not dealing with any problems, yeah, come on. You don't want to do that. You're going through something at the moment. I am your host, Jim McCarthy, with JimMcCarthyVoiceovers.com and BigDotInc.com. And we'll get it underway. Now, this is kind of interesting because I just finished my lunch and I strategically picked my lunch for this particular guest coming in to make sure I made a good decision. I try to make good decisions for my nutrition as of late because, you know, I'm 45 years old. I mean, I don't want to say I'm pushing 50, but I'm kind of getting there. And it's one of those things that you got to watch these things as you get older. So as those of you who are in your 40s, you know what I'm talking about. So you got to watch what you eat. You got to eat more fiber. Make sure you drink more water and all that fun stuff. Move around, at least throw some weight over your head, or, you know, walk a mile every single day. And this guest that we have today is all about that. He's all about the track and field. He's all about finding ways to get kids moving and all that fun stuff. So please welcome to the show, Mr. Dallas Steele with Mid-South 5 Fitness. Welcome, sir. How are you?
Doing good. Yeah. Happy to be here.
Yeah, thanks for coming to the compound, man. It's good to have you. And you're out of Columbia, right?
Yes, sir.
Right on. Dallas, what we do to kick things off here real quick is something called the Fast Five. So they're Fast Five questions, not Fast Five, Random Five, inspired by Marty Ray, who was a guest on our podcast a few episodes ago. And he's got the Fast Five. I'm calling him the Random Five, but I give him
all
credit.
Right.
So five random questions just to get the juices flowing.
No
Are
pressure,
you ready?
Right.
No pressure at all. Here we go. Ready? What is the best restaurant in your area?
Ooh, that was a tough one. In
this
my area,
yeah.
In Columbia?
It better be healthy.
Man, I'm going to have to say, like, oh, man, that's a tough one. I could go, like, Juan D's. Coming off the top of my head, I love their pad thai.
Pad thai.
Yes, sir.
There you go. We'll go with that.
Sir.
Two, what do you consider to be your best find?
Ooh, my best find.
Yeah.
Man, I should. Well, yeah.
Jen
Thanks.
For the rescue.
My wife, Miranda.
Good
that
save.
Actually is my best find, honestly. It really is. So obvious.
For those of you watching, Miranda's sitting here off camera. She didn't want to be a part of the podcast. That's all right, though. If you had a clock that would count down to any one event of your choosing, what event would you want it to count down to?
Oh, now see, this was easy. It would be my wedding day.
Nice. Easy.
We had a blast. That was one of the funnest days of my life.
That's awesome. Good for you. So we're at number four, Jen, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What are you most insecure about?
Ooh, let's see. That's a good one. I would say I'm a pretty secure guy, though. Jeez, what am I insecure about? I think I do care about what other people think of me.
Really?
Most definitely. Yes, I do.
Though, despite people telling you shouldn't.
Exactly. Yeah. I still do all
that. You still do.
Yeah.
Well, there's an element of, you know, self-governing and all that fun stuff. Okay, number five. Is it better to be a big fish in a small pond or a small fish in a big pond?
Big fish in a small pond.
Why is that?
You want to be the big dog.
You want to be the big dog.
You want to be the big
What
fish?
If you become a big fish in a big pond?
See, that's why you don't get in the big pond. You stay in the small pond.
So water the grass where you are, right?
Exactly.
Nice. There's the Fast Five. Thank you for partaking. Tell me a little bit about yourself. How did you get into all this fun stuff?
Man, I got into personal training. This is my 11th year, believe it or not.
Right.
So I just started out. I've always stayed active in sports, high school, and all that good stuff. And I just started picking up training, actually, my wife and my sister for a 5K, because I did cross country and track was my primary sports in high school. So they ended up having me train people in my congregation. And then I started training people at my work. I was working at Ford Credit at the time. And
up in Cool Springs?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, right there.
Did you work with Jimmy Hazelwood?
I did.
He's my neighbor.
Yeah.
Small world.
See, Talisdale, he probably remembers me too, just because of the name.
I'll ask.
But yeah, I started a run club. I didn't start a run club up there, but they had a run club and I would do some training.
Right.
And so people started paying me to do it. So I was doing all these 5K trainings. People started paying me. I was like, I must be pretty decent at this. So end up getting certified. Long story short, once I got certified, the company was just making a lot of lateral movements at the time. No upward movements. My sister always told me, make more money than your age.
Yeah.
So your salary. So that was one thing I always remember. And I was like, that makes sense.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's a great piece of advice. I've never heard that before.
Right. So
make more money than your age. I'm going to zap that one. That's a nice little bum.
So, yeah, got certified. Quit the next month. I was 10 years. Went on my 10-year anniversary at Ford, and then
hold on. With the make more money, I'm intrigued by this notion.
Yeah. Oh,
so
yes.
If I'm 45, I should be making $450,000 a year.
Well, no, actually 45K a year.
Okay,
so, right. So you should be making more than your salary.
I should think 450K. But though.
Think 450K.
10K. 10 exit.
But here's the deal, though. If you're 45 years old and you're making $35,000 a year, think about
sad.
That. Right, yeah. Just a little bit. Sorry.
I think
sorry for anybody out there that's 45 making 35K.
Well, let me think about that. I think I've actually done that. So, in radio, I'd say I started in my early 20s, and when I began in radio, I think I was making less than that. But then I moved to Vegas. I was making more. Yeah, I definitely was making more than that. 30, I moved here. Yeah, I was always ahead of the curve then.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
it makes sense, right?
Yeah, it really does.
So that's what kind of happened. I said, well, I could make more money working for myself than actually working here at the time. So
how long ago was that?
That was 11 years ago.
Oh, wow. So you've been doing this for 11 years.
11 years, yeah, as my own business. So I just hit the ground running.
Yeah.
I just knew that I already had a kind of a decent following at the time. And so at that, I just said, well, let me find a location. Let me find a place.
Yeah.
And then just go ahead and get people in and start training.
Well, the name of the game for personal training is personal branding.
Yes.
Right? And making sure that your brand is out there and people gravitate towards you, but there's only so much you that goes around.
Exactly. And there's the problem.
Is that the problem? Did we stumble across the problem already?
Already.
Already. I didn't even hit the jingle. We've already had the problem. Maybe I should do that. Okay. Here we go. We're hitting it early. Problem! Okay. So what is your problem? Your problem is personal branding. Good. Let's just get that out of the way. No, we can put that up there. So your personal brand and getting that out there has been the problem all along.
Yeah, and I would say more or less the branding is that is difficult, but then it's also having the time to train other people, because you only have so much time.
Yeah.
So you can only impact so many people in that given amount of time that you have. So
how do you do that? How do you duplicate yourself in that space?
You know, that is, see, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Because if there was another me, if there was another you, right, we could be running circles out here,
we could.
But it's hard.
It's not an uncommon thing for business owners. Yeah. It's in the E-Myth, what they call it is the technician. So if you've read the E-Myth, I don't know if you read that book? They talk about a scenario of a baker, right? And they have an employee that is there that thinks, well, why am I doing what I love to make somebody else rich? I can do this on my own and make myself rich. What they don't realize, if they have a technician mindset, the three mindsets they talk about in the book are the manager, the technician, and the entrepreneur. The entrepreneur really sees, okay, I know eventually if I go into this and I do everything, the business will own me. So was that your mindset going into it, and yet which creates another problem to solve at some point?
No, I really didn't. When I went into it, it was just to make sure that I was paying the bills so Miranda didn't, whoop me when she came home.
Right. So, yeah. Easily overcome, I guess,
Yeah, it was like, get up, go get the money.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's similar to my story. I mean, I found myself with my back against the wall. I lost my job. And the next day, I told my wife, I said, I'm not working for somebody else ever again.
Yeah.
If I can help it. And if I do, I'm going to have leverage coming in. I'm tired of somebody else telling me where to be
when to be there, how much I could make, when I could take a vacation, when I could leave, and oh, by the way, if I have a job coming in on Monday. I said, that's way too much control to hand over to somebody. And, you know, in the beginning, that's what it was all about. Every single pay that I got, because I had a base of customers from video and voiceover that I would bring, you know, I really started letting people know what happened. The best thing I let people know was I lost my job. If you go back on YouTube, you'll find a video of me the day after doing a video from McDonald's parking lot, because I was about to take a business meeting with my current business partner, talking about how, hey, I just lost my job. And guess what? I got so many opportunities, you know, off of that one video, just talking about, I was honest, I was completely transparent. Yeah, it sucks, but here's what I'm doing. I do this, 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 and this, and this. If there's anything that I can do for you, hit me up. I probably got about 5 opportunities off that one video.
It
covered my month.
There you go.
Which is what I had
to
do.
And then everything else takes care of itself.
Yeah. So in the beginning, that kind of gets old, though. You want to grow and grow and grow and grow.
Right? Yeah.
So tell me about that for you.
Growth has been pretty good. Yeah. So I do have a studio in Franklin, and then here in Columbia that I service both out of. And so one of the big things is just trying to bring in other trainers. So one of the goals is, even if it's not even finding myself. So I had to get past that point of trying to find somebody that was me.
Yeah.
Right. Duplicating myself so I could pull myself away from the business. I think most of us in business want to be able to pull ourselves away and watch the business run and be like, oh, I'm going to have this money coming in. I don't even have to go to work. Right. It sounds great. I've learned the reality is you're always going to work. Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of what type of work do you want to do.
Yeah.
And I love training. I love being in the studio. I actually love getting up in the morning because it just makes me feel like I'm grinding. I'm doing something.
It's purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. So now it's just a matter of finding other people that, you know, if they have a passion to train, they want to help people. It's like, how do I get them to build their business? And then try to, you know, encourage them and use them in my facility and start their own business that way. Because now I have that access where they can do it. So I've kind of transitioned out of trying to find somebody that's exactly like me or that's just as passionate as me. But hopefully I can guide them and build them along so they can get there.
Well, the thing, I would imagine the trick to getting people attracted to the business that you guys are in, fitness, working out, is doing it in such a way where they don't feel like they're working out, making it fun. You know what I mean? It's something to look forward to. You know, I've tried Krav Maga once, which I should go back and do because I enjoyed it, you know.
Yeah.
It was very therapeutic, punching something for an hour. But again, it's just one of those things I got to fit into my day, you know.
Yeah.
But I mean, is that something that you kind of go, you know, solving the problem on the front end? Yeah, you know, you got to get into shape, but, you know, the new year rush, you got everybody and their mother going to the gym. Why don't you try something different? You know, something that's fun, which based on our conversation before we went live, it sounds like you're kind of doing something similar, needing a facility to do track and field type events. What were some of the other things that we talked about? It was track and field, tennis,
soccer, you know, rugby, something, because at the, you know, for kids, it's always fun to get out and play.
Yeah. And you don't know you're working out.
Exactly. So even I was telling Miranda, or I said, you know, we're going to get out and do track events. We're going to have an adult field day.
Right.
And just do it.
Field day. Oh, my gosh.
Is that not fun?
Yeah.
Right.
Potato sack races. And
man, all of it.
Yeah.
All of it. So it's like we get out of that, you know, mode of, you know, I love the gym. I like getting to the gym. But at the end of the day, I'm an athlete.
Yeah.
And all athletes want to get out and just play.
Yeah.
You know, so I always want to bring that element in when I'm training people. It's like, hey, finding that inner athlete. What do you like to do? What do you like to get outside and do? And let's eventually get to that point where we can get out and do that, because we don't want to just be stuck in the gym all the time.
Why has nobody done like the trampoline thing for adults? You know what I mean?
Everybody's scared they're going to get hurt.
Right.
And I get it, because, you know, if we can't get up and move, then we can't go to work and provide for our family.
Right.
So, you know, the body is, you know, is one of the greatest tools we have, and we got to take care of it. So it's a precious gift. So, but you can still do it safely.
Right.
And I was just, interestingly enough, talking to a client today. It was like his trainer made him throw up and just pretty much dog worked him. He was like, and I never went back to that guy again.
Right.
And I was like, and that's not the point as trainers, you know.
Well, some people are into that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's like
some people pay very good money for that kind of work in other areas.
Right. It's very true. And that is not the area I'm working in, right? But yeah, so you just want to have it fun, man. And as adults, we get you know, we forget that we're still just big kids, man. Get on the trampoline. Don't worry about how high you can jump. Just get out there and do it.
Yeah.
Jump around a little bit, 15, 20 minutes. Who cares?
My wife got me for Christmas, and maybe I should have taken the hint, a punching bag, Everlast punching bag. You put 300 pounds of sand in the bottom.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I've never done anything like that. Man, it gets a lot out of you. It's fun. It's a lot of fun.
It does it, man. Yeah. So,
and you work up a sweat, man, just doing that.
See, and you probably love boxing. You like hitting stuff. That's the second time you talked about hitting something.
Can you tell I'm a little pent up? I want a milkshake.
So see, now I know that if I was your trainer, I would definitely bring out the gloves and the mitts.
Right.
So I said, this is going to get this guy moving. Mm-hmm. He's going to enjoy it. And now he's not even thinking about the workout.
Well, it's one of those things I've always thought about doing, and I thought it would be fun, but you just, again, you're getting around to it. I'm so busy with all the things that I do with business. My son is taking over a part of what I do with editing my voiceovers I do at night. And I'm kind of in the mode of listening in to make sure he's getting it right, but he's really doing a good job. So I just sit there and I punch the bag while he's doing it, you know. Take, you know, half an hour there or so, you know.
So you found it.
Yeah. But I would like to listen to music while I do it, because music just fires you up, you know. But at the same time, I'm listening to my own voice and getting annoyed. So
I can dig it.
Yeah. But I hear you, you know, having the fun and everything. But I would imagine with the idea you have, because you had a lot of people around here that are doing these niche specific type of approaches. Hustle Factory is one. They built one at the end of. What's the name of that road? One of the gym roads here in Spring Hill. It's off right off of 431. He's got the baseball facility, and he put volleyball courts out there recently.
Gotcha.
There you go. You know, what's that?
Sand volleyball courts.
Okay. So that's nice. I mean, my biggest thing is getting, so for me, track and field, reason why I love coaching it and teaching is because it's the fundamental thing that all sports incorporate, right? Running and jumping. I've trained tennis to golfers, you name it, because they want to be faster. They want more explosive movement through their hips. Well, you get that through track and field.
Right.
So if you can have a place, instead of just being so niche, we miss out. And two, from a business standpoint, you can reach more people.
Yeah.
And you're really teaching the same fundamental and same basics. But, you know, you get a basketball player, they run and jump. Yeah. Football player, runs and jump. Tennis player, they run and jump.
Yeah.
You know, you can keep going down the line, even gymnasts, even dancers, ice skaters. You know, they're basically running and jumping on
boxers
the ice.
Have to be light on their feet.
There you go. Yeah. So if you have a facility that can cater, you know, to those athletes, then of course, you know, it's just better for the community. It gives the kids more opportunities, adults more options to do stuff.
Yeah.
And now you have a healthy and vibrant community.
But your specialty is going to be that track and field aspect.
Exactly. Right? You got to have the foundation.
Which is lacking in the Columbia area.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. In the Maury County area as a whole.
Maury County. So getting a facility with, you know, with the football field in the middle, which you can do a myriad of different things on outside, with the track going around, and then maybe a facility like you were talking about with a 40-yard type of setup.
Yeah, indoor. So that way you can still do indoor conditioning,
right?
Even during the wintertime,
right?
Which is big for a lot of athletes, because like I just came back from an indoor track meet in Birmingham.
Yeah.
So the kids are still competing and running indoor, and they have to be able to train and be in shape for that.
Now, what's stopping you from getting a piece of land like that and just running with it? It's a sound business plan.
It's, you know, it's always comes down to money.
Yeah.
So right now it's raising the capital to get it done.
Right.
And so it's going to happen because money doesn't stop you, but it's just a process of getting there, getting the capital.
Do you have the land picked out? Do you know where you'd want it to be?
I would love it in the center. Mm-hmm. You know, one thing I was looking at in the central part of Columbia is the mall area.
Mm-hmm.
So if the mall owner is listening, he wants to do something with that property, it would be nice. Because Shady Brook mall. Right. So that whole facility not being utilized, you could have indoor basketball courts. You could definitely do indoor tennis. You can even set up outdoor spaces for it. So and everybody knows that location. It's a central location. Everybody can get to it within 10 to 15 minutes, 20 minutes tops.
Right.
And you can even host events. So let's say I want to host a indoor soccer tournament. If I want to host an indoor track meet,
yeah.
Any of those things, it's possible, and you have the park and you have the space. So it's a good business even just for the community,
right?
You know, as a whole.
So you're not talking about actually purchasing the mall. You would rent it out.
You possibly could lease. Yeah, you could lease a portion of it. And then if that didn't work, you could always, again, look at that option of buying land and building.
Yeah.
Because the main thing is you're really just having it. So it's like that old adage, if you build it, they will come.
Yeah.
So for people that are not familiar with the other sports that are available, they're like, I kind of get the idea, but I don't.
Well, you start with what I call the tip of the spear. You know, what starts the guy? I just had this conversation with a friend of mine about they want to run some advertising and put some videos together. And they're kind of in a specialty business. I said, you know, well, we do this, this, and this, and this. And I'm in radio. I always told a customer, I said, look, you got to be singular in topic. What's the thing that you do that starts the most conversations? So what is it for you?
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
I wasn't ready.
But I mean, think about it. Something to think about.
But yeah, it most definitely is.
Yeah. So basically writing down what's my big idea? You know, what word in the mind do I own as Talus Steel? And, you know, right now it's probably personal training and things of that nature. Are there people who are even aware that you have a specialty in track and field in those other areas? You know, that's why like the Hustle Factory has got one.
Oh, yeah.
You know, now they're getting into other things with more track. Oh, you do this too? Oh, great.
Right.
You
know? And yeah, and see, for me, most people know that. That in our community, most people don't realize what track and field brings as a whole to the community. It's just, we just haven't seen it.
Yeah.
So then it's also bringing that just a new light on something that hasn't been, you know, shined on before.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about like pole vaulting, long jumps,
exactly.
Things of that nature.
Right. Yes, all of it. 18 events, right? So the cool thing about track
is shot put,
nice. Discus, right? We got hurdles, you got relays, you got distance, mid-distance. So you get to reach every athlete, every person. You see what I'm saying? Whereas the difference in other sports, and this is why I feel like it makes me, you know, even just makes me well equipped as a trainer is because with track, you deal with every person, right? It doesn't matter your gender. It doesn't matter your religion.
So you can be brand new at working out.
Whatever the case may be. And then my job is to find you an event because there's so many events, right? So in football, you go out for football. You know, if you're not a particular size or a particular speed, probably not going to make it.
Right.
Yeah. So you're going to be off the team. You come over to track. It's like, hey, you got legs and you just want to move. We can find some for you. And before you know it, that kid could be a pretty awesome athlete. There you go.
Are you guys familiar with Grease? Remember the movie Grease? Remember Danny Zuko is going out for all the sports? They're trying to figure out which one resonates the best. I can't remember what he went with, but he kept on punching people in the face or something.
Should have been a boxer.
There we go again.
There we go again.
You know?
I think we found it.
I mean, Rocky movies always had a special place in my heart, so.
Oh, no, don't talk about Rocky to me.
Don't talk about...
No, we can go down the line, man.
You don't like Rocky?
I love Rocky. Love Rocky. Yeah. Been watching Creed. It's been showing all day on TV.
Great movies.
Yeah, I love them.
The latest one with Drago's son.
Yeah.
Igor Drago or whatever his name is.
I cried 30 times.
Did you?
There you go. Yeah.
Really?
You got to. It's a father-son, you know. Yeah. Got to cry.
Yeah.
I'm about to cry talking about
it. Oh, man. Field of Dreams does it for me. When he meets his father on the field, it's like, oh, come on, dude.
See?
My wife's like, are you crying? I'm like, shut up. That's onions. All right? I got a towel with an onion in it. I'm wiping my face. So getting back to, so if anybody is looking to get in shape, looking to have fun, this is a viable way to go about it.
Most definitely.
Yeah. So, I mean, even me, you can find something that I can do. You know, somebody that just wants to do it, gets you out of the gym, it gets you to do something somewhat practical. Hey, if you're good at sprinting, let's work on your times at sprinting. If you want to throw a heavy lead ball, why not?
That's it. And all you got to do is just kind of get out of your own way.
Right.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Once you do that and you just relax and realize, hey, I'm just out here having fun.
Yeah.
And we just let it be what it is. and everything.
Because when happens. You have fun, I mean, I did that with when I was 18, 19 years old, I played roller hockey. I was never a hockey player.
You turn my light on.
I was never a hockey player. And I started running on foot with a hockey stick because we did it, I think, Sunday through Thursday nights. And we would have a blast. And I probably dropped like 25 pounds just running my butt off, chasing a ball. And I'm like, well, let me go to get a pair of rollerblades and learn how to use them. And before I knew it, I was playing roller hockey.
And
never knew
it. Goes.
Yeah. You just got to find your thing. So going into that aspect of what you want to do, the one thing holding you back is money and finding the right piece of property.
That's it. Because it'll cost about $400K.
It's not horrible.
It's not horrible. But, you know, it's more than I have in my bank account currently. Right. So just a little bit more.
Yeah, but you don't want to risk that anyway.
Exactly.
No, but I mean, you don't want to take your own personal cash. You want to use the bank's money.
There you go. Yeah. So I would like to, you know, have good business partners. Or, you know, and I did sort of nonprofit even just for that factor if people want to make donations and you know, looking at that avenue. Right. So I'm still very green, you know, in the beginning stages of it. But I'm searching. Yeah. And I know that one thing I do know is when you're searching, you will find it.
Right.
So
I think ultimately to get those types of investors summing up what it is what you want to do and, you know, thinking seriously about what is the word I own in the mind that I want to own in the mind that I'm good at, that I can specialize in. It's marketing 101. You know, what problem do I solve? If you're tired of the typical workouts, you want to find something fun. This is where you're going to come. This is what we specialize in. You know, maybe that's where to start.
Taking notes.
Yeah. You know, any other problems you're having?
Personal or business?
I have a new tension bed. I can put the tension bed on here. Tell me. It's going to come up. It's going to ramp up. What is the latest problem?
Oh, man. This is... Oh, man. Personally, the latest problem I have is not just being able to move the way I used to as I'm turning 40. Okay.
Right. So
I'm coming to grips with this right now that I actually have to train to do the stuff that I just used to be able to do just regular.
It's all downhill.
And now I got to train to do it.
Yeah.
Like I really got to jump rope to grab a rim.
Uh-huh.
I just grab the rim. It's just what I do. I have to jump rope. Like I feel like I've become a normal person.
Do you know the guy who runs the Krav Maga studio here in Spring Hill? I don't know his name. You know what I'm talking about?
I know of him, though.
360 is the name of the business. And yeah, you can tell he's been around the block a few times.
Yeah.
You know, he's just, you know, he's like, oh, you do this. And he does all the moves, but you can tell he's like wincing when he's doing them.
Yeah.
You know? So there's got to be a little time left. But your style of doing things is also infectious, I would imagine.
Yeah.
So you would impart that to your other trainers as well, right?
Oh, most definitely. The funny thing is I say that's the problem, but what I enjoy is the process of figuring it out. So it's like, okay, I might have to train to do it, but I can still get there to do it.
Yeah.
Right. So that process of figuring it out, you know, it keeps you youthful and it keeps you learning.
Well, do you have an end game in mind?
No, I'm enjoying the ride right now.
Right.
I'm not even going to lie. I generally try to do a five-year incremental plan. So right now my goal is to continue training like I'm doing for the next 3 years. And then once that 3 years hits, which I'm about 2.5 years out, I'll look at my next 5-year plan.
Right.
And then I'll kind of, but until I get there, I'm just focused completely right now on running my two locations and coaching my kids.
Right.
And so the next 5 years, it'll probably be more looking at that indoor facility, indoor, outdoor facility land. Yeah. But I got to stay in this pocket. I can't, you know, look at the next thing until I cover this one first.
It's one of those things in one of the episodes we just released with Chad Connery. He's a business broker. He's also kind of an advisor for businesses. I said, if you could, you know, wave your magic wand and get in front of somebody who wants to start a business, what would you ask? You know, obviously I would ask why you're doing this. And he says, one of the biggest things I implore is what's your end game?
Yeah.
Your exit strategy. Because at some point your life is going to dictate that you just maybe don't want to do this anymore. Is it a sellable business? So that's another thing to contemplate, you know?
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah. I'll probably do it for a while. I always say I would just cut back on my hours.
Right.
Like right now, you know, some days are 12, 14 hour days.
Yeah, but you enjoy it.
Exactly. Yeah. So if I had to say, you know, at the end of it, I'll probably still always train what I could see now. But I would just shorten my days. My days would definitely be shorter days. But definitely just enjoying being in the moment.
Yeah.
You know, if it, not very often, I feel like we get to enjoy being in the moment. So like right now, I'm definitely just taking it all in.
Be in the moment, but have your trajectory in mind. You know, towards that big, what they call big, hairy, audacious goal.
Yeah.
You're from a follower of Gary Vaynerchuk. Does that ring a bell? He's a business owner and media influencer out of New Jersey, and he's written a bunch of best-selling books. The way about him, which is attractive, is his brashness. But his whole thing is empathy, fall in love with the process, the day-to-day, but also have that, what do you want to do with this? You know?
Yeah.
Because what a lot of business owners find over time, and this is something that you see playing out with Dave Ramsey's organization, he had to separate himself from his business as it grew. Now it's just Ramsey Industries or Ramsey Solutions, what they're calling it.
Super spreaders is what they
Yeah. Super spreaders. But I mean, the idea of what he was doing was, you know, he's removing himself from so it can operate on its own.
Exactly. You know? I'm sorry. That was my joke. I throw one in every now and again.
That's fine.
Keep it light.
I was actually thinking about changing up the random five and turning it into five dad jokes.
See, there you go.
You know, I tried it out on my daughter this morning.
How'd it go?
She's not huge on dad jokes.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, if you read a dad joke to anybody sitting in the, you know, as soon as you crack, that's when we move on with the show.
There it
that
is.
That would be the idea.
Okay.
So toying around with that idea. I don't think Jen's a fan, are you?
I have to hear it.
You'd have to hear it?
Yeah.
We'll have to play it out one of these days. So, man, how can people get a hold of you?
The best way is through email. You know, a lot of people reach out through social media.
Right.
So, you know, my Steel Athletes is pretty much my primary mode of communication.
Is that your handle on Insta and all that
stuff?
Yeah.
Steel Athletes. And then Facebook, you can email me, steelathletes@gmail.com.
Right on. Website?
Website, steelathletes.com.
Beautiful.
Yeah, so that's the best way to reach them. I'm not a hard guy to find.
Right.
Yeah, Talus Steel.
You know? Talus Steel. How can you not forget that name for crying out loud? Go definitely follow Talus and make sure that you've heard about him on the show. Anything else that is going on in your world?
What's going on right now? We are making sure everybody's doing four things for January.
Four things.
Four things, right? Yep.
Jen
is on it right now. Yeah. So first and foremost, we want to make sure we're drinking 96 ounces of water. Got it. You got 16 ounces right there.
16.9 ounces.
So just about. So we need six more of those puppies.
Yeah. And I take noon. I take my vitamin.
Okay.
And my... zinc lozenges.
There it is.
That's right.
It's to keep me standing immune, keeping that immune system healthy and strong.
My entertainer's secret, throat spray. Gotta love that.
Because you got a great voice, by the way.
Thank you.
I'm enjoying it.
Thank you so much. You like that, huh?
Yeah.
Awesome.
You see how you just went back into it.
I kind of do.
So you got 96 ounces of water.
Right.
Next, what do we got, Jen?
Come on, Jen. Be on the ball, Jen.
Meatless Mondays.
There you go. Why no meat?
Why no meat? Because I need you to fall in love with your vegetables.
Right.
Right? Like you was talking about getting your fiber in, but we need our antioxidants.
Red wine?
No.
No?
Because that's going to be the third one. No alcohol.
Dang it.
There it is. I know. Yeah. And I know for those that have a hard time, I even said Monday through Friday.
Yeah.
If you can give it up for Monday through Friday. But again, we just want to get rid of the empty calories right now.
Hershey's with almonds.
Dark chocolate.
Okay.
Dark chocolate Hershey. There you go with almonds. I would take that one all day. Not milk chocolate. Dark chocolate. We can do that one.
Cacao.
What's the fourth one, Jen?
Fourth one is 10 miles a week. Whether you walk it, run it, jog it, some form or fashion, you got to get 10 miles.
10,000 steps a day, right?
That gives you about 3 miles. 10,000 gives you 3 miles.
Mm-hmm.
And then a good conversion, too, is if you bike... It's a 3-to-1 ratio. So 3 miles on the bike is equivalent to 1 mile running
calorie
output. Mm-hmm. So again, that would be about 30 miles on the bike to get you 10 miles in a week.
What if it's an e-bike?
What is an e-bike? Is that real?
Yeah, it's like electric bikes.
Electric bike. We cannot count that. No. And no, you cannot count the 10 miles driving in your car either. So there you go.
What if I'm pushing the car? I guess you could do that.
We could count that. If you push a car for 10 miles, you're the man. You don't even need me. And you would drink all of your water as well.
You'd be sweating your
noodle.
Rowing?
Yeah.
You got a thing about rowing.
Well, because he makes me do rowing. Yeah. So I'm thinking, like, during workout, when I'm rowing, like, 2,000 meters.
That's the one machine that gets the most clothes hung on, is the rowing machine.
Really does.
You know?
But your meters are the same.
You know, if that's your thing, that's not surprising.
It's really fun, though. It's really not that bad.
If you say so.
Well, 1,600 meters is a mile.
Sorry, I don't enjoy hitting things as much as you do.
I'm just going to give the rowing machine the Price is Right and then the Kelsey Grammer falling off stage sound effect.
There it is.
Jen always comes in here and takes the abuse.
Yeah, tell them about those box jumps today, Jen.
See, she said that this morning. Our minds completely went somewhere else.
I did. I told her, I was like, I'm really going to be sore. Like, I already know I'm going to be sore. So, I don't know. I probably fail a quarter of the ones that I actually made.
Right.
And I was cussing.
How high are the boxes?
What did we do? Was it 18? I think we did 18.
Oh, my God. 18 inches?
18
we
inches,
did
yeah.
24. We
was
did
24?
We did 40 on the 24. And he's like, now I want you to put in 10 and do the double. So you jumped up on the 18, down, and then back up on the 24.
Oh, so you're doing 6-inch increments.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we started on the 24. Them suckers are the
height. So you're not, jumping from 0 to 24.
Yeah. 0 to 24.
That's like jumping on top of that chair.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
And she did it.
This is my short stack. I did it. I cussed a lot, but I did it. I'm going
to
fill it.
You're right. We went from
not a running jump.
We went from the 24 to the 18. You're correct.
Not a running jump, nothing.
Mm-mm. Stand still. Pure explosion and power is Jen.
Yeah.
See, that's a pure softball player right there.
Right.
Right. She's hitting home runs all day. So that's what I love about training Jen. She's a true athlete, you know. And so it's fun to see it come out of her because when's the last time you played softball?
Oh, man, it's been 4 years, and I was playing, like, slow pitch.
Right. Yeah.
But it's been since since college. So you're looking at almost 16 years now. And the main reason I got out was because my shoulder and having, like, tendonitis all through my shoulder, which just come down to, like, range of motion. If I knew 16 years ago about my massage therapist who does cupping, I would have never quit.
Right.
Because that's been the biggest game changer I could have ever done. But I mean, I always enjoyed playing sports, softball, volleyball. You know, I wanted to spike all the time, and coach always got on to me. But, you know, I tried. I did try. But, I mean, I set, so I was the setter, and that was one of the most important jobs.
When you did those box jumps today, did you feel like you was training again for those sports?
Close to it.
Yeah.
We never trained that hard, but we always trained, especially once we got to college.
It's like jumping on top of my bed from a standing position.
Yeah. You're going to try it when you get home now.
I'm going to fall on my butt if I do that. I got to get to my chiropractor by 2:30, so I got to head out of here soon. Dallas, thank you for coming in. I really do appreciate it.
Sir.
Coming down here to the compound. Make sure you reach out to him at Steel Athletes on Instagram, and you'll be able to find you on Facebook and all that fun stuff. SteelAthletes.com as well. Please listen to us if you have a business owner that you know, or you are a business owner with a problem, reach out to us. What'syourproblempodcast.com and check us out there. And of course, rate, review, subscribe, share the podcast episodes, and we'd really appreciate it. Thank you again, Talis, for coming out. Appreciate it.